Hi. Thanks for joining us. We're moving from Genesis now to Exodus. And I really appreciate these next verses. In fact, I'm going to read them to you. It's in Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. Because sometimes we wonder, does God see what I'm going through? Does God really know what I'm going through? And this is a real good answer to that question. I've been there when things were not going the way that I thought they ought to, when I was pastoring a church and I didn't see the results I was hoping that would happen. So let me read this. After a long pause, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites still groaned because they were slaves. Now, what did they do? You know, things were not going well for them. So they cried out. Now, there are two major words you'll find throughout Scripture about prayer. One, you read the word prayer. The other is they cried out. Now, when you cry out in prayer, that is usually a prayer of desperation. You know, oh God, what are we going to do? You know, things are not getting better for us. They're actually getting worse. So they cried out and they cried for help and it went up to God. See, when we cry out to God, that prayer zips right up into God's presence. Not only did it go up there, but it said God heard their groanings. God heard their prayer. And he heard the intensity of that prayer. And then it says God remembered his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the Israelites being oppressed and was concerned about them. And that is so comforting. See, God often allows us to get into situations that are very difficult for us. In fact, if God doesn't intervene, we don't know how we're going to make it through. And so God allows these situations in our life so that we will cry out to him and realize that God has got to intervene or nothing is going to change. So if you're in one of those situations where everything is going wrong, I think of many countries in the world that are having terrible financial issues, and the unemployment is so high, and people that want to work can't even find a job. And that's not only in other countries, but in this country. I have a son-in-law who is very, very well trained and very effective in the training that he did and where he worked. He worked there for 25 years. And because of the financial downturn in the United States, he was laid off. And he has tried for 2 years to get a permanent job. Now, he does a lot of part-time jobs. He's not just sitting around waiting. And so my wife and I have cried out for him that God would open a door for all the training he received, that God would open a job for him that would give him permanent employment. You cry out to God also for loved ones, friends, cry out for your country, cry out for the leaders that they will make the right decisions to bring the country back on track. It says in Scripture that we're to pray for all those in leadership. That includes your president or whatever you may call the man in charge. Cry out to God on his behalf, and that God would intervene in that situation. And that cry will be heard. God will see what's going to happen, and God will bring an answer, sometimes in a very unexpected way. So the Lord bless you as you enter into a deeper type of praying, and that's the prayer of crying out. The Lord bless you, and may you see great answers to the prayers you pray, crying out. Let me give you an illustration. I was speaking at a very large conference, and the large conference was held in a building that had metal roofs and metal sides, and it was not only pouring rain, it was hailing so loud that you couldn't hear. And the leader was told that there was a tornado heading straight for that building. Well, metal buildings full of people is not the best place to be in a tornado, but where could you go? And so we had every person there, and I don't know, a thousand or so, all cry out to God about the situation. And as that tornado got closer and closer, in the crying out, it jumped over the building, went for about a mile, and then came down again, but it was in the field where there was no people and no damage was done to people or to buildings. I've seen the crying out, and the people in charge of weather and all that were amazed, because that tornado should have never jumped on its own over that gathering of people in that building. Many would have died if that tornado would have hit the building. But it was a group of people crying out to God to protect them and to save them from the disaster that was only, I think, a quarter mile away from where they were. Bless you. Really bless you as you cry out for the needs and the situations that are so close in your life, that if God doesn't answer, it's not going to change.